Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with D&Z reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, and ready to spend. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd?
Yes!
Let's talk about how we can increase your foot traffic or get people to visit your website. Email us today and or message us on our socials so we can find the best packages for you. You can hit us up at faderoutemail@gmail.com and find us on our socials at Fade Route Podcast. Time to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
It's the option where we give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Week 7, and there is still time to join the Option 2025 CBS Sports Pick'em League and play against us and all of our friends. Click the link in bio on our socials, go to CBS Sports, sign up for the Option 2025, and play today. Liz Staple, still in first place, still snapping up the lead with the lovely Rita Sanchez, following up in second place, 2 points separate the two. DUF 55, IF 53, and Interhoos Ben Bean has 52 to round out the top five. But week six went home to Foxy on the tiebreaker. So it was you, Liz, and Foxy. Foxy won on the tiebreaker. But that was week six. It's time for week seven. It's time to play the game. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 4-1 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Cincinnati to take on the 2-4 Cincinnati Bengals.
Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's not close. The Steelers are going to have a field day on Thursday.
The Icy Hot Bowl.
Yes. Joe Flacco might want some ayahuasca afterwards. The former Jet Bowl. The former Jet QB Bowl. Oh, shit. How about that? That's great. And did you see who they cut to make room for Joe Flacco? Mike White. Let's fucking go. Take flight, indeed. Sunday morning. The last of the London games. The 4-2. I know. This is atrocious. And we're only sending the best, man. Only sending the best. The 4-2 Los Angeles Rams take on the 4-2 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm taking the Jags. You know, I just think they present a lot of problems for people. They're hot and they're cold, but this game is taking place in London. I'm taking the Jags.
The Nacua injury is an issue for me. 100%. The kicking issues are an issue for me, 100%. But I think the Rams will be able to squeak by and get it done. Kyren Williams, I'm looking at you. Sunday afternoon. The 1-5 New Orleans Saints go into Chicago to take on the 3-2 Chicago Bears.
I'm taking the Bears.
How can you not after what happened on Monday? Knocked off the Commies. They're looking halfway decent.
Dennis Allen has their playing. There's progress there.
It's moving in the right direction. 100%. The Saints, not so much. Not so much. They presented that trap game to the Giants, and that's about it. The 1-5 Miami Dolphins go into Cleveland to take on the 1-5 Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting game. Mike McDaniel could lose his job after this one. I'm taking the Browns.
I'm taking the Browns, too, because Stefanski would probably lose his job if they lose to the Dolphins. So you can argue that somebody's cleaning out their office after this game. Yeah, it's This is just terrible. Like, this, what are we doing here? What the fuck are we doing here? The 2-4 Las Vegas Raiders go to Arrowhead to take on the 3-3 Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Now, the Raiders have played the Chiefs tough in recent years. That being said, give me the Chiefs. Give me the Chiefs. They seem to be kind of turning a corner, and the Raiders still don't have a good identity, and Geno is a turnover machine. I think
Rashee Rice comes back this year.
Rice comes back this week, so I think that the Chiefs are going to be A-OK. The 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles go into Minnesota to take on the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings.
I got to think the Eagles get right. I'm taking the Eagles.
I am going to go with the Vikings. I think Brian Flores' defense is going to present a problem for the Eagles, and I'm not sure if they're going to be able to solve that problem. Carson Wentz, probably doing just enough to squeak one out.
Well, McCarthy started practicing, so I don't know if he's going to play.
Is JJ going to be healthy for Sunday?
I don't know.
But we'll see. We will see. But I like the Vikings based on their defense. The 3-3 Carolina Panthers go into MetLife to take on Lupus. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I am taking the Panthers. I've learned my lesson from last week.
I am taking the Panthers as well. I learned my lesson from last week when I picked the Cowboys. So Rico Dowdle is going to have a fucking day.
Buckle up.
Fuck her up, Buttercup.
That's so great.
Jesus Christ. The 4-2 New England Patriots. Oh, it's the Mike Vrabel Bowl. Fantastic. The 4-2 New England Patriots go into Tennessee to take on Cam Ward and the 1-5 Tennessee Titans.
Pats.
Yeah. Not close at all. Big Fork Brands brings bold bacon sausage, paleo pork jerky, and Chicago-style sauces to your table. Enjoy rich, smoky flavors made with sustainable ingredients and chef-crafted care. Enjoy an exclusive 20% discount with our promo code DNZ. Find them at BigForkBrands.com. That's 20% off using our promo code DNZ at BigForkBrands.com. We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 2-4 New York Giants go into the Mile High to take on the 4-2 Denver Broncos.
I gotta imagine this is gonna be a very bad game for the Giants, so I'm taking the Broncos.
I wasn't impressed by the Broncos last week, mostly because it was the Jets. So it's going to be closer than people think. On CBS Sports, it's 87-13 in favor of the Broncos. Bo Nix has not been great this year. The Giants don't have any wide receivers to speak of other than Wandale Robinson. Fuck it. I'm going to take the Giants in an upset. Why the hell not? We live in hope and die in despair. Let's go. Scared money don't make money. The 5-1 Indianapolis Colts go west to take on the 4-2 Los Angeles Chargers.
Colts.
Give me the Colts. Nap time continues for the Chargers. The 3-1-1 Green Bay Packers go into the desert to take on the 2-4 Arizona Cardinals.
Go, Pack, go.
I got to go with the Packers, too. Brissett, the second baseman, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The 3-3 Washington Commanders go into Jerry World to take on the 2-3-1 Dallas Cowboys.
They gotta think the commies pull this one out. I would think Bill does well against that Cowboy defense. So I'm taking the commies.
Yeah, I think that they're gonna want to kind of exercise some demons from Monday. Jaden Daniels is gonna ball out. And Dan Quinn's going to have something for his former team. Your Sunday night special. The 3-2 Atlanta Falcons go into Santa Clara to take on the 4-2 San Francisco 49ers.
49ers.
I am going to take the Falcons. I saw enough there against a game Buffalo team, right? They took it to Buffalo. So why can't they take it to the Niners, who are quite depleted? Eventually, that shit runs out. Your fairy dust eventually runs out. Another Monday night doubleheader. Can we stop with the Monday night doubleheaders, please? 7 o'clock. ABC ESPN. The 5-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into Ford Field to take on the 4-2 Detroit Lions.
Bucks.
I am taking the Bucks as well. The Lions defense is depleted. And the Bucks are just really freaking good. Led by possibly the MVP of the league in Baker Mayfield. And your Monday Night Delight Part 2. The 2-3 Houston Texans go into Lumen Field to take on the 4-2 Seattle Seahawks.
I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Go Hawks. The Texans are nothing great this year, so expect pain. Teams on a bye, the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. So adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. Those are our picks for Week 7. What are yours? Play along with us. Sign up today for the Option 2025. It is free. It is fun. And there's still time for you to take home some bragging rights. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.